This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Researchers are close to creating a universal anti-venom that could protect against a host of bites. Scripps research scientists developed an antibody that can block the effects of lethal toxins in the venoms of a wide variety of snakes found throughout Africa, Asia, and Australia. The synthetic antibody works by neutralizing a key type of neurotoxin produced by different deadly snake species. The team plans to keep working toward a cocktail that could streamline snake bite treatment and ultimately save lives. Senior author Joseph Jardine said, "This could be incredibly valuable for people in low and middle income countries that have the largest burden of deaths and injuries from snake bite." Public health officials have diagnosed a Colorado farm worker with the country's fourth human case of the highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Colorado case, the state's first this year that's spread from dairy cattle to humans, was reported after an adult man working on a farm in the northeast region of the state contracted conjunctivitis, or pink eye. The man has since recovered but is being monitored by public health officials after dairy cattle on the farm on which he worked tested positive for H5N1, or bird flu. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, an epidemiologist with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, said that the risk to most people remains low. Dr. Herlihy said, "Avian flu viruses are currently spreading among animals, but they are not adapted to spread from person to person. Right now, the most important thing to know is that people who have regular exposure to infected animals are at increased risk of infection and should take precautions when they have contact with sick animals," Dr. Herlihy said. Nationwide, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported bird flu in 139 dairy herds throughout a dozen states, including Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming. In Colorado, there have been 27 dairy herds where at least one cow has tested positive for H5N1 since the outbreak began. The other three human cases reported this year include two dairy farm workers in Michigan and one in Texas. Two of the cases were pink eye, while one of the Michigan patients experienced mild respiratory distress. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced Tuesday that it will direct $176 million to Moderna to develop a vaccine that would inoculate people against the virus. NASA has appointed a Montana State University Regents Professor, Neil Cornish, to the team supporting a multi-billion dollar international space mission slated for the mid-2030s. Cornish worked on a project in 2023 that provided evidence of very low-frequency gravitational waves, or disturbances in space, observed in timing signals light years away. Cornish will be tasked with launching three spacecraft that will be the points of an equilateral triangle, 1.6 million miles long on each side, that will follow Earth in its orbit around the Sun. The three spacecraft will fire lasers continually between one another, creating beams that will be measurably disturbed by gravitational waves rippling across the fabric of space. That gravitational wave signal data will allow scientists to map the structure of black holes in detail. Almost 100 years after Albert Einstein predicted the existence of disturbances in space-time known as gravitational waves, scientists first detected such ripples with ground-based instruments in 2015. Nearly 8 years later, in June 2023, astrophysicists published evidence of very low-frequency gravitational waves observed in the timing of signals emitted by distant pulsars located thousands of light-years from one another. Montana State University Regents Professor Neil Cornish is director of MSU's Extreme Gravity Institute in the Department of Physics and was involved in both projects. Cornish also has developed a space-based gravitational wave detector called the Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, or LISA, a project led by the European Space Agency in collaboration with NASA. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.